is the Fan.
HOF Radio. Fran, the man on the fan. Fran Tarkenton, the greatest quarterback in the history of Minnesota Vikings football, taking time out of his super busy schedule to join 9 to noon, and his buddy Paul Allen. Fran, the man on the fan, HOF. How have you been? Fran?
Paul, I'm here.
Yeah, Fran, the man on the fan. Did you hear anything I just said?
I heard it all.
HOF.
There we go. That's Fran, the man on the fan. I mean, it's either do this.
H-O-F.
Or do a Howard Cosell impression to get you to laugh. Or make fun of Bob Hagen's tiny legs. That's another one that always gets you to laugh.
That gets it going.
H-O-F, I was thinking about you on Monday night. I'm like, What's Fran Tarkenton doing right now?
I was watching the Georgia Bulldogs play Crimson Tide. It's interesting because I'm a Bulldog, as you well know, and yeah. I played there in my college career. I grew up in Athens, and while we were there, we won the SEC championship, lost one game during the year, and that was in the era of the Mississippi was great, and Billy Cannon and LSU was great, and Bear Bryant was at Alabama, and we beat them, and then we went and won the Orange Bowl. But that would have been kind of the game of what, I think we were ended up rated number two, but they didn't have a playoff like they did now.
Yeah.
And now I'm out there. I'm a Georgia Bulldog, but one of my best friends is Nick Saban.
Right.
And Saban is playing my dogs, but it's not, I love Saban because we have houses together at Lake Burton. And we're best friends, but I had no problem rooting for my Bulldogs to get Saban.
Yeah, HOF, you went to Nick Saban's 50th wedding celebration. I mean,
no, I didn't go to it. I did it.
Oh my God!
But no, we had everybody come in, and we did his 50th wedding anniversary at our house and out on the lawn. We got a tent out there and got a bunch of his buddies. Hmm. We got Manchin, the senator from West Virginia that gets so much publicity now. He was. We got him on remote
virtually.
Yeah. So he came into the thing, but yeah, we did that with Nick and his wife Terry, and we have a great group up there. But it was it was a great game. I loved the game, and I thought Nick was so wonderful after the game, and Kirby Smart, our coach, played for him.
Yep.
Not played for him, but coached with him for maybe 10, 11 years. And Kirby's a great coach. He's doing a great job. It's a great place to be a coach. Athens and University of Georgia, it's easy to recruit there, always has been. And he's doing a terrific job. And of course, Nick just is the greatest. I don't know how you can say anybody else is better. He's the GOAT of all college coaches.
Hey, why do you think it didn't work out in the NFL for Nick?
Well, it did work out for a very good reason, because you have in that case, the owner gave him complete control to coach at the Miami Dolphins, and no matter what. So he had a deal made to bring Drew Brees to be the quarterback to the Miami Dolphins.
That's right.
He was in San Diego, and he had the commitment. He comes to the owner, and the owner says, "Oh, the we gave you all the go to do it, but the doctor said he's hurt and he can't play, and he wouldn't let him keep the deal, so he didn't have a quarterback." Right after that year was over, he went to Alabama. He said, "I can't coach if I can't make the decisions," and that's why Miami lost him. He'd have been, Belichick's his best friend in coaching. They're just alike.
Yeah.
They're both the same kind of coaches. He'd have had Miami in Super Bowls just like Belichick did.
Hey, Fran Tarkenton, HOF, you know, I don't watch college football closely because I got too much to do with the pros during the winter and the fall.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So, like, I'm watching those teams the other night. I'm watching the whole game thinking about you because you're a Bulldog alum, and I know how close you are with Nick. And that's when I texted Hagan, Tiny Leg, saying, we got to have Fran on this week. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And, of course, he came through. It's what he does. But the front sevens for those teams, oh, my God. I mean, I haven't seen much better at the college level collectively with defensive linemen and linebackers, I think, in my life.
Well, they're both teams have number one, two, and three recruiting years every year. People come to Georgia and Alabama from all over. We have a tight end freshman who is all world, and he's from Napa Valley, California.
Wow.
And these kids watch television, watch Alabama's of the world and Georgia's of the world compete every year for championships. They want to be part of that. So these athletes they've got are big and strong and fast. Georgia has a defensive tackle, 6'6", 345 pounds, and he can run.
Wow.
And the linebackers that they have on both sides of the ball, you're right. They can run like 4.5 40s. The best athletes that I see are Georgia and Alabama. Of course, Auburn and Clemson. Clemson's in that group too. All of them down
yep.
there
yep.
because they got great college programs. And down here in Georgia, the Falcons aren't the deal. They're your Georgia Bulldogs in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And college football reigns supreme because in a 200-mile radius, you've got the Georgia Bulldogs. 30 miles from Athens, Georgia, is Clemson. Then Auburn is another 80 miles. And then you've got the Saban is another 150 miles. It's all here in the same locale. This is college country. It's not pro country.
And now, I thought of you in closing on the college piece because – you know, we've chatted so much on the radio and off the radio over the years. I just know you've mentioned the name Vince Dooley as somebody yep. you greatly respect. I mean, he's college
great friend of mine.
He's college football coaching immortality. He coached Herschel in '80 when they last won the title. But what a wonderful moment for him when they showed him at the end of the game. What do you love and respect about Vince Dooley?
Well, Vince Dooley took a broken Georgia program right after I left. It was just broken. In the whole 50s, we won a SEC champ, but it was broken. And he was a freshman coach at Auburn. And we hired a general manager from Auburn. And Vince came in 1963 and took a trash program and made us a world-class program. He's 90 years old. He has a place up at Lake Burton. I have Vince and Saban over all the time, and we can talk some football. He's got his fastball, Vince Dooley does. He was a great coach, intellectual coach. But he's still around, and seeing him at the game was great. I declined the invitation to go watch the game there. I'd rather watch it on my television here. But Vince is legendary, and he's the one who turned our program around. And the coach there now, Kirby Smart, is just doing a great job. Here's the difference between college and pro.
Yeah.
Coaches don't win games. Great players win games.
Amen.
You got to have talent and players. Nick Saban will tell you that. Kirby Smart will tell you that, and anybody else. And in college football, you recruit 25 to 30 people every year. And it's not like round one, round two. You can, if you're good enough, you can get 25 of the best players in the country.
Yeah.
They get the best players in the country every year, 25 to 30. In pro football, the trouble with turning a program around, you got 7 rounds to pick players, right? And if you're really bad, you pick the first pick, but you only get 7 bites at the apple. It's harder to build a pro program than college by far. And that's what you've got. And that's why you've got Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia winning and being contention every year. Occasionally LSU will come in. Occasionally yep. Florida will come in.
Clemson.
But it's pretty much there.
Amen.
H-O-F.
Fran Tarkenton, I know you know this, but they fired Zim. What type of coach do you think they need here? And just what do you, H-O-F, what do you just overall think of the deal?
I don't think there's any formula that anybody has a secret to getting a coach to be a great coach. Most of the times they're hiring people that have never been a head coach before. And that normally doesn't work. And then we've gone through a stretch where we hire, you know, 30-year-old coaches that know analytics to be a coach. It worked out for Green Bay, I think. It's worked out for the Los Angeles Rams. Kind of worked out in San Francisco.
Yeah.
But it's a crapshoot. In New York, you've had three coaches in 5 years. with the Giants and about the same number with the Jets. It's a difficult job to get a general manager in and a coach in. Back to the thing. You only get seven bites at the apple for the draft, and the seventh pick is like the 500th pick, right? It's a harder deal to build a pro program than an elite college program.
Well, so, I mean, are you going to throw your hat into the proverbial ringer and become the GM of the Minnesota Vikings?
I would have no interest whatsoever. No, I wouldn't have that interest okay. If I was 40 years old.
Yeah, but
it's a tough deal. It
right.
really is a tough deal. And I love Zim. I think Zim's a great coach. And our general manager was there for Spielman for 9 or 10. I thought he was really good. But it's just difficult making your roster in pro football an elite roster every year. And you go over to Green Bay. The reason Green Bay is good every year is because they got Aaron Rodgers. You've got to have a quarterback that can, and he's carried that team. They've got some players, but they got Aaron Rodgers, and it's hard to win in pro football without a great quarterback. And you only have, out of 32 teams, you might have five quarterbacks you could call great quarterbacks in any era that is. And if you don't have one, you struggle.
Well, okay, you mentioned the name Bear Bryant, Alabama immortality. You played for Bud Grant. You love Bud Grant, and just a ton of respect for the fellow HOF. Why I bring names like that up is because, like, Vic Fangio, the old school Broncos coach, he's out.
Yep.
Zim's old school, he's out. And I've just either read, heard, or seen on or off the record just a lot of, you know, the importance of older coaches meshing with this generation of player. So with that said, does that mean you now got to be 36 years of age?
No, okay. Not at all.
Take it away.
Nick Saban is 70 years old.
Hey.
That takes it right out right there, and he wins or competes every year.
But those are college teams. But see, that's a college team.
Or how about, all right, Belichick is 70 years old or 69 or 68.
Yeah,
he's pretty good.
Yeah.
So all this stuff of the analytics guys, you got to get someone 30 years old. You know, and right now LA has spent $8 zillion on elite players, right? And they're not playing very well. You know, they got Stafford go over there to play quarterback. They gave up the role to get him. They got the defensive end from Denver. They got Jalen Ramsey, the best cornerback in football. And they're struggling to win. They made the playoffs, I guess. But I wouldn't make them the favorite to win anything. They spent all this money, and they've spent all their draft choices going forward. It's a difficult, difficult thing. And the people that, what happens, the owners, they're billionaires. The owners are billionaires because they understand business. The owners don't understand football. That doesn't make them dumb. It's not their gig. So they got to hire a firm outside that is the firms that go out and find assistant coaches, general managers, head coaches. And they're out there. What they know about it is zero. It's hard to go out there and build a franchise that's having struggles. It's hard. You're not going to have a better coach than Zimmer. You're not going to have a better general manager that we had there for the last 10 years. I don't know how you do it. It's a hard, hard job. I'm glad I'm down here running businesses in Georgia. I don't have to worry about that.
Fran Tarkenton, greatest quarterback in the history of Vikings football. He's HOF. Time for two more, as Tiny Legs would say. And it's interesting. You got McVay out in Los Angeles. Kevin Stefanski in Cleveland, coach of the year last year. LaFleur in Green Bay and Kingsbury in Arizona. And I'm not knocking that generation or the way they do it or what it takes to win. I got a lot of respect for them. But let's not forget, Fran, last year in the Super Bowl, it was old ass Bruce Arians against Andy Reid. you know what I mean?
Yeah. And they've gone wild with the analytics and all that stuff. That will pass. That era will pass. because what the NFL's become, because nobody knows how to get this thing done, it's a copycat league. So if you get the L.A. coach was in the Super Bowl at age 31. He's from Athens. He's from Atlanta, Georgia here. He was 31 years old. He went against Belichick, and you know how many points the Rams scored in the Super Bowl? Maybe three?
Yeah.
Belichick shut him right down. And so all these glory boys who dress real, you know, they got the latest sneakers on the sideline, the latest hat on the bet, and they're cool beyond cool. And that's the hot stuff today. But you know what? I bet in New York they're wondering, maybe we ought to change our looks and look at different people.
It's just
crazy. They're throwing stuff against the wall. Nothing scientific about it. And the owners, our owners in Minnesota are great, but our owners are real estate people. They have to depend on someone else to tell them this guy can coach and this guy can be the general manager, and they got to trust somebody. They don't have that knowledge themselves. That's your problem.
Hey, Fran, when your Hall of Fame career was over, given how competitive you are and just how smart you are, why did you never get into coaching?
There was no money in coaching. I was making more money in my business that I started when I was 25 years old than I could ever in coaching. And I just didn't ever have the urge to coach because I felt my 18 years, I was a coach on the field.
Yeah.
And I loved it. But I loved I wanted to be my own boss. I didn't want to work for an owner. I'm my own boss. I got 20 companies down here. They range from digital marketing companies to old-fashioned insurance companies. And I run them, and I can staff them, and I can lead them, and we're just kicking ass. That's fun. In football, you never have that luxury because the owners,
who
all have to be billionaires, don't have that background, and they're going to pick a person, and then if they don't win right away, they fire them in 2 years.
Yeah, but see, that's all great, and you're a Hall of Fame quarterback, very identifiable, Monday Night Football, Saturday Night Live. I mean, you've done so much, Fran, but you still go to sleep every night pissed off at Kirk Cousins that he doesn't run more.
That's not true. That's not true. And Kirk Cousins really had a terrific year this year. He played exceptionally well. It's a tough game to win in. It really is tough to win in. And this year in pro football, I don't know who's the great team. I thought Buffalo was in there. I thought their quarterback was going to, then they lost a bunch of games. I thought LA was going to be good. I thought San Francisco and Shanahan were going to dominate. And then you got Tampa and a 44-year-old quarterback won the Super Bowl. I don't think they'll win again, but I don't know who in the world's going to, well, who's going to be the favorite?
I don't know, HOF, how closely you've watched the Packers this year. I ain't going to say that team is great because I think they can be had, but I've said it 100 times on my radio show that for whatever the reason, they are the toughest out every single week that I've seen in 20 years. I mean, they can play down to the level of competition, get the money. They can go up to the level of competition with half their team having COVID. On the road Thursday night, find a way to win. I mean, they're very difficult to eliminate.
But here's what they've got. They got Aaron Rodgers, and he's the best quarterback in football by far.
Yeah.
And he is just a talent that's rare. And he makes that team better. And quarterbacks can have more impact today than ever before because the rules are different. They can throw the passing yardage is off the charts there. And you got some, it's hard to get Aaron Rodgers out, and he can put points up on the board. You take him out of there, they're not in the playoffs. And that's the problem in pro football. Like in Georgia, we've got a little walk-on guy who's 5'10", 180 pounds, and nobody's going to draft him. He won the championship of college football against Saban. And you can do that in college, but you cannot do that in pro football.
Damn, man.
Just can't do it.
Hey, Fran, you went to preaching today, and I really appreciate that. You're HOF. Let's do this more often, all right?
All right, man.
Appreciate you, man. That'll preach. And Fran was preaching today about the gridiron gospel in the world of football. Fran, the man on the fan. Greatest quarterback in the history of Minnesota Vikings football. We'll be right back.
And get to KFAN.com. Enter the keyword for your chance to put a grand in your hand. This hour's keyword is win. If you want to win $1,000, go to KFAN.com, enter the keyword win. The keyword is win. Good luck.